I was born in love with movies. The other day I asked my mother that how come you never stopped me from dancing on the table and or, you know, watching so many movies. She says that's the only thing that you love to do. I bought in that modernized India. Before my work came in, the actress's hair used to change. Like one scene it's long, the other scene it's short. So I was like, you'll have one haircut throughout the film. Style has been a part of our culture always. There's so much that we have that we can keep getting inspired from different regions, whether it's Kutch, whether it's Maharashtra, whether it's Punjab, all of it. The problem happens when you're trying to be someone else, to change with time, to move with time, to adapt to new people. I think that becomes a question after some time which many can't do.
Hello and welcome. My name is Anupam Kher. Welcome to my show where for the next half an hour, we will be talking all things India, Bharat with a very special guest. He's a renowned Indian fashion designer known for revolutionizing Bollywood fashion with his glamorous and intricate design. Welcome, Manish Malhotra.
Thank you. Thank
you so now much. Let's talk Bharat. Manish, I went to your corporate office recently and I was very, very moved and impressed. What a graph you've had. You've been in this industry for 30 years.
35
years. You started in 1990.
That's right.
And your office is beautifully designed. You have wonderful people working with you. To see a boy, and I'm in movies for the last 40 years, so I'm 6 years senior to you in that. But what do you think is the reason of your success story? What is the main particular reason? Of course, your talent is certainly there, but apart from talent, what else is there?
I think, success is subjective. So thank you so much for thinking I'm successful.
You have a store. I enter Dubai Mall on the left-hand side, right-hand side. I see huge. Yeah. I go to linking. So it's not subjective. It is success I'm talking about.
Thank you. I think the fact that I love to work, the fact that I have taken those chances, because when I came into the movies, there was no male designer for heroines. You know, it was a woman designer. We've had male designers before me, but they were not there when I came in. It was a very woman-dominated, you know, especially for the actresses. Mm. And for me to come in, and I've not studied fashion. I think I'm somebody who was born in love with clothes and movies. Mm. So all I've done is watched movies. Mm. And that was my gateway to lifestyle, watching Yash Chopra, Raj Kapoor, all the great directors' movies, seeing lifestyle, which I was very influenced by, and clothes and all the glamour of it. So films was an obvious choice. I came with the determination to change the way movies would look. Mm. It took its time, but it happened. But I didn't ever think that I would have a label or I would get into the business of fashion. But whenever an opportunity came in, I took that on because I think I don't fear failure. Mm. For me, I get excited and I give it my all. Sometimes you fail, many a times you succeed. And that's how it all happened. And I think even today, I'm very excited about my work. I've also now turned a film producer.
Mm. I saw your trailer. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I think I take that chance and I'm willing to work for it. Many a times people have dreams, but I think they don't work for it. Mm. So I would think I get up and work for it.
Also, I think you keep reinventing yourself.
That's very important, especially in the business that we are, which is associated with, influencing the world and influencing the youngsters. I think it's very important to move with time. To also, I because I was an individual, I started my business as a costume designer. I worked alone, but I've learned in the journey to empower. Mm. And without empowering, you can never grow.
That's wonderful. That's so brilliantly said. But you have no background of fashion in terms of formal education.
Or movies for that matter.
All movies for that matter. Which was what's your memory of a movie where you said, where you noticed fashion, where you noticed costume, where you noticed, you talked about lifestyle of Yash Ji and Raj Kapoor, of course. But what is it that one, do you have any particular moment that happened that, yes, I want to be a designer?
You know, it's very odd. Mm. I was born in love with movies. So at the age of six, I would be dancing on the table of every song. I would tell my teacher, I think your sandals are not matching your dress.
Wow.
So my mother was, my parents were very supportive of it though, I have to say. So I've actually had no issues in school. I was never looking to be in the school activities or the sports day or anything. All I wanted to do was watch movies.
Why not wanting to be an actor? I believe you wanted to be an actor.
No, no, I never wanted to be an actor. No, not at all.
You had
actually wanted to be a film director.
Which you are going to be.
I would love to. And but I have to give it to my parents for not coming in my way and encouraging it and letting me be. I've always lived with my parents. And now it's just me and my mother. And the other day I asked my mother that how come you never stopped me from dancing on the table and or, you know, watching so many movies. She says that's the only thing that you love to do. And I didn't want to ever stop my son from doing what, you know, he loves so much.
You know, this is so amazing. When you have parents who are supportive. My father was my biggest fan. His expression when he saw my first play in fifth standard till the last film that he saw of mine before he passed away was the same. Wow, what a son, what an actor. But I think that makes a lot of difference. And your mother is 94 years old and may God give her long and healthy life.
Thank you.
So her support, does she talk to you about sometimes ye kya pehnaya hai ya kya nahi pehnaya?
Yeah, many a times.
Yeah?
Many a times she does. So I'm actually, my cousin sister is married to a very successful director, David Dhawan. And that's how I got my first film, which was a film called Swarg. I had to do just one song for the actor Juhi Chawla in it. But just before that, I had started I had one sewing machine in my house. And I used to sketch day in, day out. And I'd got an order from one of our family members for an exhibition in Hong Kong. So I made some 40 outfits and my cousin sister saw those and she recommended my name. And that's how I got the first break. And then I had a photographer who took me to all the actors. And I was willing to work. Like whatever bizarre that things that they used to ask at that time for photo shoots. Well, I did it all with that patience that one day there'll be a turning, you know, time that will happen. And I think that came in with a film called Rangila.
Which you got your first Filmfare Award also.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
I think he was one of the first directors I met who narrated the entire script to me, Ram Gopal Verma. And I was very impressed and thinking okay, so now I'm becoming important that someone's narrating a script to me. Because before that, whenever I asked her, what does this actor play? It was like, she plays a glamorous role, you know. And with the men, it was like more t-shirts and jeans and all of it. But there was another film that I did called Gumrah, which you were in it as well. And that was my first film with the late Sri Devi, who I adored and I was really in awe of, you know. And I think I learned a lot from her as well. And so that's the first film that I thought, how come before my work came in, the actress's hair used to change, or in fact, even the actors. Like one scene it's long, the other scene it's short. So I was like, you'll have one haircut throughout the film. Let's do a look in the film. So Gumrah was that first film where I started the concept of a look.
Correct.
That your hair remained the same.
Yes.
You do a particular kind of dressing.
Right.
So that's how it started.
Both the films, I think Rangila changed the way heroines used to look. I remember all the songs. First of all, songs had an identity of their own. Phenomenal songs by A.R. Rahman.
Absolutely.
And then Urmila looking the way she looked.
Yeah. And then after that, it was one film after the other because 90s is a very changing time in Indian cinema. There were young actors who came in. All our three superstars of today came in together. There were 21 actresses, I remember, who came together in 1990.
Yes.
And there were young voices like Aditya Chopra, Karan Johar,
right.
Farah Khan. So all those directors, I think we all came in who were youngsters who loved cinema. And I think that change happened in the 90s.
So when earlier stars, means earlier mega stars, whether it was Vahida Rehman ji, Nutan ji, Meena Kumari ji, or the actors Devanand, Dilip Kumar ji, Raj Kapoor ji. When you see those films, they do also have a style.
Yes.
They have a distinctive style.
But there's also a great designer, Bhanu Attaya at that time.
Yes.
Who did a lot of the costumes.
Yes.
But I think it's the men who had a lot of style. And directors like Bimal Roy, V. Shantaram, Guru Dutt, Raj Kapoor, Raj Khosla. They all had a very good style, even in clothes, I feel. If you see those filmmakers, had a lot of taste, you know. And I think that's because no technician can shine without a good director.
Of course.
Presenting their work. Right. So I think it was also the directors who had a lot of style at that time.
Right. You know, when I was working with Dilip Saab for the first time.
What an actor.
Oh my God. He's the only, I will say, thespian that they say. So he got out of the car and I had worked for his film Arjun the whole night. I was at 5 o'clock. And he was just wearing a white chappal, white trousers and a shirt just flowing. So I asked him, I said, Dilip Saab, aapka style kya hai? You know, I'm from small town. He says, main khud apna style hoon.
Yeah.
So what is according to you style? What is according to you a personality? When we say that person has a very good personality, and that is not necessarily the way they look. There is something called personality. So what is your definition of?
I think personality is all about comfort with yourself.
Hmm.
You know, when you are very comfortable within yourself or who you are,
hmm.
that's your personality and that's courage.
Hmm.
Ultimately, clothes are what I can carry probably might not suit you. What you can carry might not work for me.
Hmm.
I think each one of us has a certain style and personality. The problem happens when you're trying to be someone else.
Hmm.
Or you've seen something and you want to adapt.
You're speaking so much that I think I believe in.
Yeah.
It's like hearing myself.
No, it's true.
Mm.
And I think also age and time changes it. For all the phenomenal actors that we just spoke about, the thespians, I actually discovered them all after the age of 40.
Mm.
You know, the brilliance of Nargis, Meena Kumari, or Dilip Saab, all of these great actors, even international actors.
Mm.
I think I kind of learned that a lot more after 40, because when you're young, I was very influenced by the 70s, because those were my growing up years. So the music of 70s, the brilliance of R.D. Burman, the filmmakers, the actors, Amit Ji with big callers, Zeena Taman, Rekha Ji, all of them, you know. But I think you kind of, you get that even with age. And sometimes with age you get more, not so comfortable, but when you're very comfortable within, I think you shine even more with age.
Was there any designer before you started taking it up seriously, was there any designer? Of course, Bhanu Attaiah, I saw her sketches in your office.
That's right.
And in a very, very prestigious place. The first Oscar winner also. But was there any designer, film designer, whose work you used to say, okay, this is very good?
Well, I would think no. At that time, it was only Bhanuji's work that influenced me a lot. But I was very taken in by directors. And I think that is why also in my journey as a costume designer also, I was very friendly to directors, so I could say, well, in this scene, this won't work.
Mm.
I just didn't look at my work as, oh, I'm giving an outfit and I'm leaving from there.
Mm.
I was very interested in screenplay, story, what's this character doing, but why would she dress up like that? So those questions is something, I think I was interested in storytelling and the makers.
And how much did you get influenced by international scene? You know, international scene, the awareness of design, of fashion, the fashion weeks, the Paris Fashion Week and this and that, that played a very important role because it did influence the generation. My generation and generation later on, today everything is about fashion.
Yeah.
Today everything is on Instagram. We were talking about just before this interview, the influencers, the kind of everybody is an actor. Or a designer, or a fashionista.
Yeah. Anubhav, I think when we started, we had to work to prove ourselves and for people to get to know us.
Mm.
Today, the validation is instinct. Mm. It's just instinctively, it's just there. But I feel it also to last out, it needs that grinding. It needs that, you know, gravitas. It needs that time.
Mm.
So you will also see that when it comes that fast, it could even go off that fast.
So how do you see the unique identity of Indian designers and Indian designs?
I think that we are so rich with our culture, with our traditions, with the textiles that we have.
Mm.
You know, I'm absolutely in love with all the textiles that we have. Whether you go to Banaras, look at the weavers' work, you go into South, all of the, you know, we are very rich with textile and heritage and all of it. So I think there's a lot that we can present because Indian luxury in the time of, you know, the our kings and the Peshwas and all of them have had such style in their own self. You know,
right.
You see the king of Patiala and, you know, you see his videos even today.
Of course.
He had Rolls Royces and all of it.
Right.
So I think style has been a part of our culture always. And I think we as designers are lucky because we there's so much that we have that we can keep getting inspired from different regions, whether it's Kutch, whether it's Maharashtra, whether it's Punjab, all of it. So I think that's what Indian designers are lucky with, because there's so much to learn and inspire from. But I think it's the consistency, and it's the to be around for that many years is the test, right? If you say you work for 40 years, it's because of your hard work, your talent, also for the fact of your temperament, change with time, to move with time, to adapt to new people. I think that becomes a question after some time, which many can't do. And whether it's an actor or a designer.
So how have we managed to preserve our cultural identity despite colonial rule?
Well, I think because we're very strong with it. It's within us. We are very rooted. And I think Indian cinema has a big part to play in that as well.
Absolutely.
Because it influences, we celebrate our music, we celebrate different kinds of music, different kind of artists. Our films are based in different parts of India. So I think Indian cinema also has a great part in playing, for us celebrating our culture daily. And I think we are very strong with that. That's our sense, that's our being. And that's why I think we in Bharat are very culture oriented. And in all my work, because I was the designer to get a lot of twist to Indian clothes, to get certain kind of modernity. So if you see a Kareena Kapoor top, which was an asymmetrical top with a sharara, or a modern top with a ghagra, or if you remember, you had that show at where I dressed up Michael Jackson, where I made him a sherwani and trousers.
Yes, I remember that, the Nataraj Awards in New York.
Yeah. So I think that mixing two
Stephen
cultures.
Stephen Siegel also.
Yes, he was as well. Yeah. He was there as well. So I think I bought in that modernized India, modern India, getting that influence, which really worked. The Sangeet got so popular.
Yes.
With all those films today.
Correct.
There was never any ritual.
Sherwani with the
drape and all of that.
Yes, that's
actually right. Sangeet was never a ritual before that.
Yes.
It was just a dholki night that you have a night before.
Right.
But today, Sangeet is a complete big event that happens at every wedding, and now across the borders, influenced by Indian culture. And that's what we started with Indian cinema.
And you dress up of course, Michael Jackson was a big thing. Now you have dressed up in weddings. Some of the top influencers, Kim Kardashian.
Ivanka Trump.
So when you tell them, this is how I want to dress up, is there a discussion that goes into, or do you?
No, I think there's a big admiration for Indian textile, Indian craft, Indian embroideries. And they're all really excited to, wear Indian embroideries, because a lot of the international fashion houses have mostly got their embroideries done in India. So I think today Indian designers making a big noise or a big space, or what should I say, exhibiting their art at fashion weeks internationally is something that should have happened years ago, and I'm so happy it's happening now. I think there's a big love for Indian textile and Indian embroideries.
So traditional clothes or modern clothes?
Clothes.
For you? Clothes.
Clothes.
Okay.
Somebody asked me recently, costume designer or fashion designer?
Designer.
I said designer.
So the show is called Let's Talk Bharat.
Ji.
So what can Bharat offer the world culturally apart from its fashion?
Well, Bharat has a lot to offer. I think Bharat is up there. We, of course, are Bharat and we love Bharat. And I think, but if you look at it, music, the traditions, the culture, textile, there's so much that we have to offer. And of course, we are also a very hospitable country.
Yes.
And we have the most beautiful cities in Bharat. So if you see Rajasthan, if you see even Goa, you see Delhi, you see Mumbai, you see all of us, the mountains, Shimla, Nainital, all of it. I think we have so much to offer. And, there's a lot of talk going on today about global fashion. And I said this recently that, look, of course, I've opened my store in Dubai and Dubai Mall, which is a very prestigious space, Fashion Avenue. And of course, we want to take our brand all over the world. But guys, the business is in India.
In India, yes.
So for me, business is in Bharat.
Yeah.
So I think still our Delhi store does the best for us. So for me, of course, I want to be globally known, and I want to take our world, I take our work worldwide. But Bharat is something where I would always want to be, and spread our work.
Will you be able to settle down anywhere else?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think I can settle anywhere else besides Mumbai, because I think we are so attached here, even to the film industry.
So how do you balance art with social responsibility?
Well, I think we, as a brand, are very conscious. We also are, you know, into sustainability. We kind of trying to maintain a conduct, you know, in the way we work. And I think the most important thing is that whether it's the people that work with me, it's their wages, or it's the looking after them, or being responsible about the work that you do or what you say, I think it comes naturally to me.
Do you train people? Do you have
I learned to train people.
Yeah.
I learned to empower, because I was such an individual runner. You've seen me run from a set to set.
So how does Manish Malhotra relax?
Well, strangely, a good meal.
I love, really?
Yeah, because I'm
you
such a not in so
big, no, 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 I'm not in it.
I love food. I love to even I love to serve food. Like food is and I think watching a movie. Till date, watching a film is something that completely relaxes me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of food do you like?
Well, I love Indian food the most, I have to be honest. And I like everything which has a bit of an Indian flavor, even if it's Chinese or Italian or Thai. I love the Indian flavor in it. Mm. I'm vegetarian since the last 2 years. Mm. I don't smoke. I'm not so much of a drinker. So it's food, and the problem is the desserts. I love Indian desserts.
Oh, they're amazing. So, have you ever thought of writing a book about yourself?
I did attempt to do that, but I think I got bored of my own book. And I was like, no, I need to make this more interesting.
Your life is very interesting. I think it will be fantastic.
I think my life has just been work, work, work. I don't know. I don't know whether people
are
looking
at. You
said
so many things in this interview,
yeah,
which are various facets of your life.
So maybe someday a book.
So a biopic also then.
A biopic? I'm not sure. But yeah, let's see. Karan Johar is a very big filmmaker and a very close friend of mine. He constantly tells me, give me your rights, I want to make a biopic on
you. I would love to see the biopic of Manish Malhotra.
Suppose,
hypothetically, it's an interesting question. In the current scenario of actors, who would you want to portray you?
Wow, I've never thought of this actually. I don't know. There's so many good actors, I don't know. I don't know, I wouldn't be able to say who would do it, but I don't know, because I think consistently to work. In fact, the other day when he was speaking about my journey, he and me both got very emotional, because he said the same thing. Mm. I used to have a workshop in a garage, and which is where we used to meet. This is in 1992.
Steve Jobs started Apple from a garage.
Yeah, so it's like that garage story. And so he also actually got emotional speaking about it. Mm. I think so. I don't know who will play that, but it may be someday.
Would you like to direct it also yourself, or you'll have somebody else?
Well, I would love to direct films, for sure. But I'm not sure whether I would like to direct my own biopic. I think it would be a bit much.
So, how do you see yourself in the next 10 years? Because the business is the same. It's clothes, as you said, clothes, clothes, clothes. And now you have ventured out to cinema. You have produced 3 films.
That's right.
I saw the trailer of one of the films. Very well done.
Thank you.
What shifted you to making movies?
But I've always wanted to produce and direct. Mm. And the time that I got for the first time actually was COVID, right? Where I started writing, reading, two things that I've not really done, and I enjoy both. Mm. And at that time, I made up my mind that I want to start making interesting films. Mm. And I'm known for glamour, commercial, big cinema, but I wanted to start a path with more intimate films and then, you know, go on to making bigger films. Mm. But I think from a costume designer to fashion design, from opening the largest store in Delhi, I was the first designer to open a big store of 9,000 square feet 11 years ago.
Wow.
And taking that chance, which is today 15,000 square feet, to starting a makeup line, which Indian designer, I was the first Indian designer to start a Manish Malhotra beauty, like a beauty line, from being now a film producer as well. Then we started with fine jewelry. You know, it's very fine, very intricate, high on quality diamond jewelry, which we started about 2 years ago. So I think the expansion for us this year, we launch accessories, we launch luxury prep. We intend to even start taking our world collection, which we just launched in Dubai at the fashion show, to various international stores. So I think all this is exciting, And I think today there's a lot of variations in a fashion label. Likewise in the movies, I would love to produce a documentary. I'd like to produce even a musical and things like that. So I think variations is something that excites me.
You know, Manish, I can keep on talking to you, carry on. But my last question.
Ji.
The Global South has been gaining strength and momentum. Do you feel that it has something to teach the West in terms of fashion?
Well, I think I wouldn't say that it has something to teach because I think today the whole fluidity and the whole flow is something that we are all aspiring and learning from each other. I think the best thing about today about fashion is that fashion itself is getting global because we are so influenced by each other, and we today can wear a Western jacket with maybe a sari or a lehenga, or the West is looking at our beautiful fabrics from Banaras and from all our weavers, from brocade to all of it. Just now in my show in Dubai, my international collection, I had blazers and trousers, like suits made out of brocade fabrics, which was Indian. Wow. So I think that there's a whole global influence now, and it's here to stay.
Thank you, Manish Malhotra, and thank you for watching. Join me next week again as we uncover new layers to the great nation of India, and let's talk Bharat. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much.
Really amazing. You speak so well.